Hello, my little lovelies. I was like, what the heck? I need to do a podcast. And it's been just a lot going on this week, but like with the Kate Middleton stuff and then what I'm going to talk about today just kind of came like natural. And, you know, sometimes in therapy, we need our own therapy. Like y'all are our therapy. And I have a friend slash coworker. She and I met, like 8 years ago when I moved back from Florida. I had went back to my old salon that I used to work at, and that was familiar to me. And so I was like, well, I guess I will just go back to work in there, figure out what I want to do, because I wasn't coming back full time into hair again, because I knew that I like needed to rebuild again. And when I started back, it was going through like some ownership changes. Obviously, it was new people there and all of that. So when I started, there was several people that were still there from when I was there before, but then also it was going through some turnover and there was a new person to me there. And for some reason, she and I just like immediately like hit it off. And we just became good friends. Like, it's just one of those people, you meet them and you just like get ingrained in their lives, they get ingrained in yours. And she had, at this point, I wasn't married yet. Me and Mike were dating. We weren't even engaged. And she had a daughter and then a son. I think her son was maybe like, I don't know, one or two. Her daughter was like five. I'm not sure. I'd have to like really do the math. But either way, she had young kids and she was just so sweet. And I loved her. So we just became like fast friends. Fast forward. I'm out of breath. I don't know why I'm out of breath. Fast forward to us leaving that salon and coming to where we're at now, which is like a loft style. I was the first one of our little tripod. It was me, her, and another person. And I was the first one to like jump ship, if you will. And I found this place and I was leaving. So I basically convinced her. I was like, you have to come with me. You just have to do it. So we were in salon spaces like next to each other. And she did my wedding hair and like all the girls. And then she did my sister-in-law's wedding hair. Anyway, she's just been such a part of our lives. And a few, God, I don't even know, like 2 months ago, maybe, she was in the salon one day and we were just talking. I had a client and she was telling me that Christian, her son, had like a little spot on his head and that he was going to go get it biopsied. And it was going to be like, they were just so booked out in medical at all, you know, just it's like months out. But anyway, they weren't really like super alarmed. It could have been like just like a infected hair follicle or something to that nature is kind of what everyone thought it was. And she ends up taking him in back in like February, the end of February. They went in for like his, I guess, biopsy and treat, like they were removing it, I believe it was. And all went well. And again, they were like, it seems like everything is well, like good. It doesn't seem like there's too many alarms or anything like that. And so they were like, all right, cool. Like, we're going to test it. But really, at this point, we think it's all good. So it's like, all right, cool. They were thinking that it was like a sebaceous cyst. But then after they removed it, she said they weren't really thinking that's what it was. And they thought it was something else, like some other type of like cyst or something like that. But again, it wasn't anything like to be alarmed. So we sent him lunch. He picked McDonald's of all places. Bless. I was a little offended it wasn't Wendy's, but whatever. And that was that, right? Like, we were like, great. So after that, I was in the salon last week and I actually need to talk to her. Mike and I were talking about her. Her husband works for Duke and he's in like the sports, and Fisher's like into baseball and like all that kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, I want to see if we can get some like baseball tickets or something. So I was walking past her room before I was leaving, like, you know, and I was like finished up with a client, and she was like, hey, before you leave, I want to talk to you. I was like, oh yeah, same. So at the end of the day, I'm like finishing up, whatever. I walk in her room and she tells me that, that he's got cancer. And I was like, what? Like, he's a little kid, y'all. I do not want to get upset on this. Like, being a mom, it touches a whole different part of your heart. And then I've known him for so long and she's just the sweetest person, like always there for everybody else. And I was like, what? And as she's telling me this, she's like so calm. I'm standing in there. I'm like just dead staring at her because I don't want to get like upset. And I'm like trying to take in the information that she's telling me. And she's like, it's okay, girl. You can just let it out. Like, I'm so sad for her. And I think every parent, obviously you're a little scared. You can't tell your kid that. Like, I don't know. It just came so like, it just freaking sucks, right? So she was telling me that they were waiting on like a PET scan and they've done a couple other things at this point. Or he has B lymphoblastic lymphoma. I'm not really sure, obviously, like medical terms, but from what she was gathering from the doctors and as they were talking to the team of people that are going to be helping him, basically she was saying it's like kind of best case because he's done a ton of like blood work and bone tests and all that. And it doesn't seem like it's super progressed. Thank God, right? But again, with a kid, it's just, I don't even know how she is she's such a strong person. She really is. And they're going to continue to obviously meet with doctors and try to figure out the best like course of action. It's just, it sucks so bad like for a child to have to go through this, obviously. And of course the parents. But when I was trying to figure out like a good episode this week, because I've got some people lined up to record next week, I was like, I'm trying to figure out, I don't want all of like, I want my therapy to be a true like depiction of how it is in the salon. And unfortunately, sometimes these are the types of conversations. And it just happens to be that this one is someone near and dear to my heart that I work with. And she's a stylist. And like I said, just, I hate it so bad that anybody has to go through cancer, much less their child. And I feel like weekly that young people are like battling cancer more and more. And it's so heartbreaking. It really is, because I can't imagine that we don't have a freaking cure for this terrible disease. But all that to say, I really wanted to use this podcast episode to, I was trying to figure out the best way of like sharing her story without overstepping. And of course I waited until she like publicly put her story out there, and she's created a private group to like share his journey, because it is going to be probably, like she said, a 2-year thing. And I know that on social media, so many things, like there's so many times that people reach out, and social media can be so, so great for a lot of things and reaching people that you would never, ever come in contact with, but also people that you meet through social media that become a big part of your life or impact your life in some way, shape, or form. But I wanted to use, it's hard for me to know, like, because people message and be like, hey, my sister is going through such and such, like, can you share her GoFundMe, or can you share my dad's GoFundMe, whatever it is. And it's so hard when you do that, because people I don't think I've ever experienced anybody doing it for malicious intent, but you hear about scams and you hear about things happening. So it's like, I'm always cautious about sharing that kind of stuff and talking about that kind of stuff, because you just don't know. But for me, like, I know her personally, that today I was driving to my nephew's second birthday party, and I was like, I really want a place to share his, I hope somebody will start a GoFundMe. I'm assuming they will. I asked her last week if they were going to have one, and she said someone was working on it, but you know, she would let me know. And once I have that, I'd like to share it onto our, like the notes of the podcast, because I was trying to figure out a way that even I could start something where I could donate on behalf of like therapy, because this is the thing. This is the thing. I know that people get bombarded on social media and everything feels so performative so much of the time. And it's not always the case. It can come across that way. But I also know that if you're listening on my therapy podcast, you are here because you want to be here and you care about what I'm saying. And you care about, like, I care about y'all because our connection goes deeper than just following on my social media. You're literally taking time out of your day, out of your week and listening to my podcast because you've probably followed my account for a while and we have some type of like loyalty to each other. And so that's why I was like, I'm going to share it here because I know that people that are listening, it's a direct, genuine impact on both sides of it. So I will hopefully have the details and I want to share the link to the GoFundMe that someone's doing, or maybe I can figure out how to do it and donate it. Like, I'll give it to her private. Like, I'm not going to blast like, hey, I'm giving this to my friend. Like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with people doing that to bring awareness. Like, I get it. But, and then obviously I will tell you guys and like share whatever it looks like from that, like to give to her as a donation. I just don't want her to worry about like being there for her son and working. Like, she's a hairstylist and we don't get paid time off and we don't get time to sometimes step away in family emergencies, which she has to obviously do this. And I don't know her financial situation like that. I'm not saying it's anything that she is like, you know, needing. I want to do this because I love her. She's a good friend and she's always been there for me. So God, I hate, I'm so annoyed with myself because I'm like, I'm not going to cry. Anything with a kid is so heart-wrenching. And then somebody that you know, and somebody's so young, he's so young, y'all. He's like 10 or 9. I don't even freaking know. My brain just mushes all together. But he, I just want her to be able to have stress-free time to dedicate to his journey. And her husband's great also. And he'll be there obviously too. But We all know that moms have this special bond with our kids. And over our dead bodies, would we freaking miss something? Like, we would starve ourselves before we let our kids go without something. And this is no different. And I just want to be able to do something for her. Like, again, on behalf of us here, that we have our little community, and people say that all the time on social media. And sometimes it feels so empty. It's like, y'all, this is our community of my girls. And it's like followers on Instagram. And again, that is amazing. And people do really great things. And there are some content creators and influencers and people on social media that have such an army behind them. But you also don't know who's there for the right reasons why they follow you. And I know specifically with my whole heart that here on this podcast, people are here with the best of intentions. You're listening because you believe in me as a podcaster, as a hairstylist, whatever it is. I have clients that listen to this. I have people on the internet that I've met. But I wanted a place to share it that I knew it would make a difference in my community, and my community being a little deeper on the podcast. So if you have any advice or suggestions on how we can donate whatever until we get the GoFundMe, or if it is a GoFundMe, because this episode is evergreen, so people can listen at any time. And I want to make sure that whatever is there is going to be something that somebody can listen in 3 weeks or 2 months and say, you know what? Oh my gosh, like, I want to donate. And more than anything, I feel like it is such a tough time right now for everybody. And I am a Christian. I believe in the power of prayer. And I do believe that we serve a mighty God that can do miracles and heal him and make him cancer free. So above all, if you can't give like a monetary donation, pray for him, pray for her. He has a 16-year-old sister, and pray for their family, because I do believe that is the most powerful thing that we can give them. Not me over here sounding like the St. Jude's telethon. I could never do that. I could never do it, because when I hear these kids' stories, it rips your heart, slam out. And knowing this person and this little boy, and the freaking road ahead of them that they're going to go. Like I said, I want to make it easier in the way that I can. So like I said, whether it's a monetary thing, if I get some type of a GoFundMe link for her, or like I said, praying for them, just doing that would be so special. And I know that it's so hard for people to like ask for help. And she's one of those people. She's going to do everything she can to make things happen because she's just like that. She's also somebody that, she's so funny. She taught me years ago. So she's, Mexican and she can cook so freaking good. She's hilarious. And she taught me years ago that you put nachos underneath your burrito or your taco, whatever you're eating. So when your toppings fall out, it falls on the chips. And when I tell y'all, that is something every time I eat any type of food like that, I think about her. But she is the most legit cook. When I was pregnant, she would bring me in authentic stuff from her family, her mom. Like, they're just such, she's such a good person. They're just such good people that more than anything, I want to be there for her and do what I can. And again, make her life easier and just do it. And I know that she's not one that's going to be like, you know, when you ask people, hey, what can I do for you? What do you need? What will make it easier? They're not going to tell you because they want to handle it and they feel bad and they may need help. And if you've been through something like this, where you've had a friend or a family member or yourself or a spouse that was sick, maybe message me, let me know what you did or what someone did for you or what made it easier, because I would take any suggestions on that too. Because I know that she's not one that's going to just tell me, oh, you know what you could do tonight? It would be get me dinner, or you can like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, like I said, I really did not want to get upset. It's just, again, it's above everything. It's a kid and he should not be worried about this in elementary school. He shouldn't have to be facing this. And unfortunately he is. And I just felt it in my heart that I wanted to talk about him and her and share their story on here, because I know that in such a small way, we can help make a little bit of a difference. And I will figure out exactly what that needs to be. And then I'll deliver that information again. Doesn't even matter if it's not money, praying for them, just a quick prayer, just to like keep them in your thoughts, just so it's easy for them when he gets his port put in, when he gets like, pray that he's not overly sick and doesn't feel all of the things, because that is where my heart literally shatters for this child and this family, because I can't imagine. Like, I cannot imagine. And he's not that much older. Christian is not that much older than Fisher. And it would literally crush me. It really would. So that's all I have. That is all I have for today. And I'm glad I don't have video, because I'm the ugliest crier you've ever seen in your entire life. And I love y'all. And I do appreciate more than ever. You know, it's so crazy, because when I was thinking about a way of talking about this, never one time was like, that's cringe. That's going to be cringe on my podcast. No, I never did, because I know who listens and I know like the messages I get and the impact that all of the podcasts can potentially make for somebody. And never one time did I think, oh, I don't want to share that because they won't care. That's how lucky I am that I have like this connection with y'all outside, because this is a little bit more private. And outside of social media as a whole, like, I have this as a tighter knit community, and I'm so thankful for y'all. And I appreciate you being here and listening every week or every week and a half whenever I post. But anyway, all right. Love y'all. Mean it. And I will be back next week. I've got a really juicy guest coming on. So make sure you tune in, and I will talk to y'all then. Love y'all. Mean it. Bye.